Got a crazy story about a lady that she wants to get married, but her husband's in prison, or a fiance's in prison.
Yeah.
And so she says, okay, well, I'm there. I might as well put some drugs in my mouthpiece.
Sure.
Little does she know, when she would go for the kiss, her dentures would fall out, and so would the drugs in
Darn
front of
it.
Everybody.
Darn it.
So we just want to talk to Lisa Lanier about that. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
Doing excellent.
We are. We told the story yesterday of this woman, Huntsville, Tennessee, bride-to-be, stashing her meth in her dentures. All she cared about was getting that first kiss with her hubby. I believe his name was Willard, but we're going to call him Willie.
Willie, yeah.
Willie.
Slick Willie.
Just wanted to kiss Willie on the mouth to wish him a happy wedding. All of a sudden, her dentures fall out, and then there's her crystal meth.
Isn't that the most romantic thing you've ever heard?
Oh, yeah. It is. I hope the same thing for my wedding day.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just a little bag of meth. That's, it's about... blog posted about this morning. I said, yeah, there's something borrowed, something blue, and crystal meth. You know, it's a new
right. What else do you need?
That's right. Well, interestingly, this kind of brings to mind the fact that a lot of people don't realize that prisoners actually have a constitutionally protected right to marry. Oh. And a lot of people don't realize that. And actually, tons of weddings take place in prison. And there's this whole sort of sea of women out there who... I have sort of a habitual attraction to prison inmates, mm-hmm. and oftentimes they get married. And so it's a very kind of a busy part of prison life is conducting these marriages.
And are they like normal weddings, like where you would see the, they get to wear a dress and there's flowers? Or, I mean, is this very down and dirty, do you, yes, I do, do you, yes, I do, and then they're done?
Well, the Supreme Court said that it is a constitutionally protected right, but that prison officials also have a right to put restrictions mm-hmm. on things like attendance and that sort of thing. And so typically, they are very limited. Some prisons will allow, people to dress up and that sort of thing. Others will not. Some allow family members to come and be a part of it. Some will not. Oftentimes, the number of people that you can have as witnesses or family members is limited to, like, one or two. I mean, it's very restricted. But nevertheless, it's a happening thing. People get married in prison.
Yeah, I was telling a story the other day that there's a girl that went to my high school. She was younger than me, and great family, smart girl. I mean, I don't know the whole situation, but we saw she got married, and she got married to her fiance in prison. And we're like, what happened there? I mean, I guess you love somebody, but holy cow, it seemed didn't fit this person, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's just,
well,
I don't know,
it's bizarre. The people that amaze me are the ones that didn't have a prior relationship, but these women that start these pen pal relationships with inmates end up marrying them.
That's weird.
That is messed
up. And some of them are like the kind that really want serial killers. You know, like there are these people
I know.
What is going on with that? Like the woman that married Ted Bundy and people like that.
Oh, it's hard enough to date normal acting people, let alone starting a relationship in jail with a pen pal.
Yeah, especially
killed somebody.
I don't really sit around and dream of dating a man who's a serial killer.
No.
It's not on the radar. Well, and the interesting thing is, even though the Supreme Court has said that marriage is protected under the Constitution for inmates, conjugal visits are not protected under the Constitution. So they don't have a right to get busy and consummate these marriages.
Mm.
So, yeah,
I think my wife is living under that assumption that she lives in prison. Anyway,
she kind of does, just a little bit.
I guess it's not a legal story.
Well, so what's going to happen to this lady? She's trying to transfer meth to this dude, and she's exposed. Her dentures fall out. The meth is on the floor. What happens to her?
Well, so she was arrested on these drug smuggling charges, and even though it was a relatively small amount, and clearly she was just giving him a little bit for his personal use, not for distribution within the prison, but now she's been arrested on drug smuggling charges. And when you smuggle drugs into a prison, the penalties are much higher and more serious than if she had just been caught with this meth on her person out in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, as it should be, I think.
Now, if she's in prison,
this
marriage won't ever work. Now, if she goes to prison, how's this going to work?
They're never going to see each other.
It's a tragic story, Tammy and Willie, or whatever her name is. All right, we're talking to Lisa Lanier. She's the official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. She's also president of Lanier Law Group. Real easy to contact, 1-888-CONSULT. She has offices statewide. Or go to 1075KZL.com. Keyword Lisa. Again, if you're ever injured on the job, call Lisa. All right. Our second story, to me, the headline just grabbed me. a guy hired he hires a guy to be the escape vehicle guy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the guy doesn't have any legs.
Oh.
So there's a lot of issues there.
Huh.
And so I just wanted Lisa to talk about that.
Oh, it's a crazy story. So these guys are going to rob someone at gunpoint, and their wheelman, their getaway guy, has no legs, and he's driving a handicap van that's equipped with hand controls to work the brakes and the gas.
Oh, my.
And so they mug the guy, they run, jump in the van, they take off, police go after them, catch them, and basically the guy has his wheelchair, and I think he has a gun in his wheelchair. So this guy's like, he's a little handicapped robber.
He's packing heat.
You got a getaway guy with no legs.
Oh, it's, well, you know, it just goes to show you that the ADA really extends to all professions. You know, everyone's protected, even criminals. But you know what it made me think of? This is terrible, but I have a very kind of middle school sense of humor. And do you guys remember those jokes about this terrible, about the people with no arms and no legs? Like, you know, if you put them in the pool, what do you call them? It's Bob.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you put them, I can't remember them. But, yeah, my dad was notorious for telling us those jokes.
Wasn't there one, like,
oh, my God.
Yeah,
for some reason this guy came to this came to mind. You think you put him on the wall, his name is Art. I mean, they're just tons. But
that's why we get along, Lisa.
Sorry.
Don't be offended if you don't. You know. If you
don't
have
legs. Mean any offense. I mean, no offense to people with no arms and legs, but those were some funny jokes. And when you're in the eighth grade.
Yeah, exactly.
But the interesting thing is this guy, so now he'll go to jail, and he will be protected within the prison and jail system by the ADA. So he will have to have, because he's a wheelchair user, so he will have to have, they'll have to have the prisons and jails equipped to deal with him. And that's actually a big problem in prisons right now, because a lot of them are not compliant.
Man, and there's so much cost and different things you never think about with prisons and all that. But, I mean, they got to do something. I guess if you can't walk, you need a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, that'd be the worst. I was going to say real quick, that has to be the worst thing. First of all, you're in prison. That sucks.
Right.
But then you don't have legs. I mean, you're like a sitting duck. I mean, that's... Mm-hmm. Mm.
Oh, absolutely. And even the cells themselves and the toilets in the cells, I mean, most of those things are very old and you know, not at all accessible. And there's actually a large number now of handicapped people in prison or people with other disabilities, you know, not just in wheelchairs, but people with AIDS and all sorts of things who are very sick. And it's a big issue now. And so, you know, if you're stuck in a wheelchair and you can't even get in and out of your cell, it's a big problem.
You never know what we're going to talk about when we have the president of Lanier Law Group, Lisa Lanier, on our show, do you?
It's always going to be entertaining.
Just never know. Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier, 1-888-CONSULT. Lisa has offices statewide. Simply go to 1075KZL.com. Keyword Lisa, thank you so much.